This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Ken and Doug here for an hour, bringing you up to date on all the healthcare news in the medical journals this week. Take your calls, and I hear Doug in the background.
I was dealing with an advertiser for the program, and I was so into, this is one of the things about being an entrepreneur in this business. You're an entrepreneur in the medical world. I'm an entrepreneur in the broadcasting world, and I run my own shop. I produce four different programs, including Good Day Health, which is your mainstay here, and the Good Day program, and DJV, and the American Family Farmer, and the Countdown Show. So I am inundated all the time. Some people forget that I'm still on the air when they're pounding. Okay, we got to get this job done. So excuse me for having that distraction for a second. How dare I be distracted? We get started into the flow of information and conversation with my favorite conventional doctor. Dr. Kenneth Kronhaus is here with us. Spend the hour talking about things that are of interest to your health, your well-being. We certainly have a lot of time for the issues that Ken brings up as he studies the journals, the health journals, the medical journals every week to bring us information on what will affect many of you, like menopause. Menopause is not just something that affects women. Take it from me, it affects men. You've had it in your life, Ken, I'm sure. Most men who are close to women that are in their 50s get an understanding of what it's like. I don't think we ever will. I don't think we ever can because we're not there. We're not in it. We're not going through it. We can try to understand it. The worst mistake I've made sometimes in trying to make it better is to sometimes refer to things in a jocular way without realizing that it's not funny. You try to lighten the load sometimes, but it isn't fun. I mean, we can't possibly, you and I as men, cannot possibly understand, even if the woman that we care about is telling us what's going on, I don't think we can understand it. So I find it interesting here in this article that you cite about menopause and how it affects women who have not had children as we get started here with the information flow. So what's going on here? What do we need to know? What do women who do not have children need to know about the onslaught of menopause?
Well, this comes out of the medical journal PLOS Medicine and also in Human Reproduction. This week, the risk of premature or early menopause, Doug, is higher among women who began having menstrual periods at a young age and did not have children. And premature menopause is when periods naturally stop before the age of 40. Early menopause is when periods naturally stop when a woman is between 40 and 44 years of old.
Really? So it's might be 10 years earlier than might be the case with the normal circumstances of
pretty much so, yes.
Menopause.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Any side hints or information to pass along to men to understand this so that it's handled in a way that is appreciative of, I can't possibly imagine people going through those hot flashes and having to have a fan. Some women go through it, have a harder time with it than others, but it can be up and down depending on your cycle. There are just so many things, and it affects you, I'm sure, I know, it affects your disposition, and I mean that in the kindest way, just because we don't, maybe it's just we're not paying attention. I think women would say it's just another part of the old story of men not listening. It's Mars and Venus, maybe, that's what it is. I don't know what it is. but I know that it is of concern and ought to be something that we all pay attention to, because we're all going through it together if we, you know, have those sorts of relationships.
Exactly. I think you just have to be aware of it, be a good listener, and understand that a lot of it's out of your partner's control, and anything you can do to make it a little more easy to go through certainly will be appreciated.
Do you think that women earlier on, if they get this early onslaught menopause, 10 years earlier than those who have had children, do they take the same, do they get the same treatment, drugs and Chinese medicine or acupuncture, whatever it is that makes it better to go through this? Because sometimes it lasts for 4 or 5 years. I know I've read about some women that have had menopause lasted for 10 years.
It's variable, and each one's experience seems to be a little bit unique. And when it is early, some of the usual attempts at lessening the symptoms can be tried, and also with the variations of success that one gets whatever age they have to go through menopause with. And I think for a while we were using too many hormone replacements, and then for a while we stopped using any because of dangers, and I think now we're trying to thread that needle and safely use the lowest dose of short-acting hormone replacement for the shortest period of time if needed, and not think that we can't use anything because of the safety issues. But I think there is now a happy middle ground that makes it for many women a time of their life that they can get through.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's cool. Let's pause for a moment, and then we'll get back to the there's a lot of information about cancer this week that I know we need to cover, Ken. But first, let's talk about how people, I guess when I see some of these things, some of these maladies, I wonder how much of it is affected by blood flow. And I don't mean that to be facetious. We all know that you and I talk a great deal about superbeats and how the way nitric oxide works, gets more blood to your body, top to bottom. It's so good for you in so many different ways. But if you have maladies, oftentimes it's because of the restricted blood flow that happens, whether you're getting older and your arteries are getting harder, you got plaque in your arteries, whatever it is. But I think you can trace much of what goes wrong with our bodies to not having good solid blood flow. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. The body, all the organs of the body need a continuous delivery of energy supply, and this occurs by good circulation, and we have 60,000 miles of circulation throughout the body, and if this circulation is not in good function, then the supplying organ will be damaged, and that's why it's so important to keep the circulation happy.
Yep. If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, get super beats. There's a rhyme in there somewhere that I think I missed. But anyway, the bottom line is understanding. Now, we've got this new part of the story from super beets, the nitric oxide and what comes of the non-GMO beets, the fact that they are the best vegetable when it comes to producing nitric oxide, which you say is the third, isn't it the third most important element? Or
it's
gas
third the important gas of the body. You need a continuous remaking of nitric oxide so that the blood vessels will relax and also various organs in the body can talk to each other properly.
Mm-hmm. All right, so now let's move into just another bit of consideration, and that's their new product called Heart Greens, which is something that aims at making the heart healthier because of the combination of greens, not only nitric oxide production from kale and spinach and things like that, broccoli and asparagus and all of those other things, but the makeup of the blood, the red blood and the white blood. We talk about blood, yeah, you got to have it. Red blood feeds the body, but white blood cells protect the body. Right? I mean, that's what the immune system is based on, are the white blood cells that you're getting pushed through your body as best you can using stuff like this. So your immune system is bound to be healthier using this product as well.
Absolutely. You need good number of well-functioning white blood cells in order for the immune system to protect you from foreign bodies and all the bugs that are out there.
Yep. And this time of year especially, immune system is really important, but all the time. Yeah. Remind me to talk to you about the results of the blood test that you looked at, the Lyme disease, and how I think I've had this problem for years, and I didn't really know it because it hasn't been tested properly in my blood work until this year, and what that says about my immune system. So that's something. But I give credit the fact that I've had. I'll just tell you that I've got a raging case of Lyme disease that I've had apparently for years, and it's just been detected again. And I think one of the reasons I've been able to fight it off is because I have a very strong immune system. And that, I will give credit to that, a lot of it to Superbeats, getting the blood around all over my body to take care of these things and fight what infections may be there. And you can have the same protection with Superbeats. Just call 800-655-4183. Take Dr. Ken's advice. 800-655-4183. He talks to every single one of his patients about using Superbeats. So why not do what the patients who visit him in his clinic in Florida do? Get on the Superbeats bandwagon this week by calling 800-655-4183. Make yourself a promise. Do it right now. Superbeats, 800-655-4183.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road, and with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Guys, you hear a lot of ads for prostate pills promising to end your prostate troubles fast and easy, but it turns out most of these claims are all talk and no action. Just a bunch of bull. How do I know? Well, here at ProstateReport.com, we took over 100 of the most well-known prostate products and spent an absolute fortune to have them tested at America's number one laboratory to get the truth, to find out what ingredients are really in them. Do they match their label claims? The results were shocking. Most are just worthless bottles of powder, nothing but a big scam. You can see the lab test results and much more on our website, ProstateReport.com. So stop throwing your money down the drain and missing the opportunity to really end your prostate problems with products that really work. See the lab reports the prostate pill companies don't want you to see. Remember, ads can lie, celebrities can lie, but lab reports don't lie. So go to ProstateReport.com and end your prostate problems, protect your prostate health, and start living like a real man again. ProstateReport.com.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
After the hour, you're listening to the weekly Good Day Health program. One of the hours every week is co-hosted, actually the man in charge, man of the information, is Dr. Kenneth Kronhaus. Ken Kronhaus has a practice in Florida called Lake Cardiology, which you can access easily by dialing 352-735-1400. Those of you who are listening in Florida, anywhere in Florida, anywhere in the Southeast, anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world, would do yourself a favor to enhance your knowledge of what's going on in your body. This guy's got it, and a lot of people from not only that region but all around the country go for consultation. I'm a perfect example of that. Every year, I want to spend a day with Dr. Ken so that I know what's going on in my body. He's one of the top cardiologists in the country, all kinds of awards. He's a facilitator. He's an advice giver, he's a helper, he's handy, and you can get at him by dialing 352-735-1400. So if you want to go visit him, he'd like to see you, and you can take advantage of having the help that I so value myself. 352-735-1400. Okay, so I promised a discussion of cancer because there are several stories this week that have been profiled in the journals about cancer. First of all, the good news is that cancer deaths have declined, it would seem, Ken.
Yes, that is the good news. This week in the Journal of the American Medical Association, we learned that while cancer death rates have dropped 20% overall, Doug, in the United States since 1980, but high death rates persist in some pockets throughout the country. Death rates, they differ dramatically between different types of cancers, and certain regions saw great progress in reducing cancer deaths, and others fell behind. So the take-home from this is because lung cancer is the number one cancer in America. Don't smoke. Liver cancer is on the rise, so make sure the doctor keeps an eye on your liver. And also, there are some known cancer risk factors based on the most current knowledge. And as we said about it, smoking, also diet, obesity, and this combined with poor prevention programs may increase cancer cases. Just ask you, Doug, your doctor, for you personally, this is all about personalized medicine. What are you as an individual? Which of the cancers are you at risk of having? And then what kind of screening, what kind of prevention measures should be done to try to lower the risk. You know, Doug would have one subset. Kara, as a female, would have a different areas of her body that we'd want to screen for to prevent cancer. So this is all about individualized medicine.
So, you just said something about me. I've never really thought much about it. I don't really worry, using that word, about, I used to, as a younger person, worry about my demise all the time. Frankly, I don't really give it much thought at all these days as I get closer to it. But I wonder sometimes what it is, and I've said to you any number of times, use me as a guinea pig. Are there things that show up on the markers? We know that the sugar content is too high, so I got to do something about that to eliminate diabetes. And I had a little bit of an ulcer, things like that. But have you ever seen anything in my screening that would lead you to believe that I better be careful about something because there is a cancer risk?
No, you've had some screenings. You know, as a male, you've had, at your age, you've had the prostate screened for.
Yeah.
And
no problem there. That's a really low number.
And also, you know, as a farmer, you're at risk of skin cancer.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just getting into your birthday suit every once in a while and looking from head to toe at your skin. I mean, that's the best way to look at
that. I had one of the little pre-cancer on my face a couple of years ago, remember? And I was given a treatment to get at it, and then the cream afterwards, and seems to have gone away.
Right.
So, but yeah, okay. It's good to just kind of know what it is.
But as a non-smoker, you're at low risk, but not zero risk, but you don't have lung cancer, but it doesn't run in the family. So, you know, that's not a risk for you.
28 past the hour.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson.
So anytime you're exposed to loud sound, the potential exists for you to damage your hearing.
And Mayo Clinic audiologist Dr. Greta Stamper says headphones are an increasingly common cause of hearing loss.
So whether you're listening to music, you're playing a game, you're watching a movie, it's not really about a specific type of headphone. It's more about how loud you set the volume.
Dr. Stamper says there's a quick way to find out if your volume is too high. Put on your headphones, play a song, and try to have a conversation with a person standing near you.
The general rule of thumb is if you have headphones on or if you have those iPod inserts in your ears and you're about arm's length away from a person and you can't understand them without really having to speak at a raised voice, it's too loud.
Simply lower the volume and you'll lower your risk for hearing loss. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Pam of Pam's Jam & Jams loves her home business, but it takes more than love to run an office. It also takes office supplies. That's why small business owners like Pam go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can now save 20% on office supplies. Visit officedepot.com/radio to get your 20% off coupon. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here at your service and on your side. We're talking about death, in a manner of speaking, the passing of Mary Tyler Moore, what people are dying from, of, if that's how you want to look at it, the death rates in our country. We were talking about various cancers and how did we get into cervical cancer and how the...
We have yet to do that.
All right, why don't we talk about that for a second? I also want to mention the fact that Governor of Minnesota this week, Mark Dayton, revealed that he had cancer, prostate cancer. He's 69 years old. He collapsed at the end of his State of the State address. He was told that when he was out for a time. He just fell down. So you got to wonder. I was sort of surprised to see that, Ken, in that if you have, apparently doctors said that he had elevated PSA levels during his physical a couple of weeks ago, and now they're finding a tumor and a biopsy and that kind of stuff. But usually prostate cancer doesn't present like that, does it? Like just pounce on you?
Well, I'm trying to put that together as a single unifying diagnosis, and it may be not, we may not be able to, but if he had prostate cancer, an advanced type that was metastatic to the brain, maybe you could put it together that way.
Mm. Well, yeah, I mean, but he'd have to have not had a lot of checkups, because prostate cancer doesn't creep, I mean, it doesn't just jump.
Well,
you don't have it and don't have it.
Prostate cancer is very unpredictable. There are types that never creep up on you until you die and you expire due to something else because it's so slow growing. But there are some prostate cancer types that are very, very rapidly growing and will get you before you know it. And
really?
Not to scare anybody, but prostate cancer is not a single entity. It's very unpredictable. Fortunately, most of it does not act that way, but some of it does.
Yeah, I think once in a while there's a lot of misinformation about things like this, confusing information. There were those who said don't get the PSA test because it doesn't really do you any good. I have found, and you have urged me to have it. I don't think we do it every year, but I feel satisfied when I look at the number and see, you know, that it hasn't really moved very much over the years that I've been seeing you.
Absolutely. And I think most of the urologists, if we think about the individual patient, are still very much ordering PSAs and mm-hmm. troubled by the controversy that is out there about PSA.
Mm. He laughed about it. The governor Dayton said, there are no prostate, I don't have brain cells in my prostate, in understanding how, you know, this all took place. But anyway, it's something to pay attention to, because people that are, he's not my age, and you're a little younger than I am, but this is something that you don't mess with, frankly. All right, so we move from that and the governor to the overall information that's been presented this week about cervical cancer and what's happening there and what we can do to prevent having this happen to us.
This observation was reported this week in the medical journal, Doug, called Cancer, that the risk of dying from cervical cancer might be much higher than experts previously thought. And there have been some well-known people reported recently who've had this, unfortunately. And women are encouraged to continue recommended cancer screening. The American Cancer Society recommends that women begin cervical cancer screenings at age 21 by having a Pap test every 3 years. Then beginning at age 30, women should have a Pap test combined with an HPV test every 5 years. That's the virus that is associated with cervical cancer.
I didn't hear all the last part of that. I don't know whether Kara, is that me or him? I didn't get the last part of what you were just saying. What's the last sentence of that?
Beginning at age 30, after the initial screenings at age 21 begin, and you do it every 3 years, for women beginning at age 30, they should have a Pap test combined with HPV, that's the human papillomavirus, test every 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Now, there's a study out, the study maps of death rates of people in the various regions of the country. I don't know whether you saw that. This was more of a focus. There was a lot of focus on cancer. There are three decades of information in this study. And what kills Americans across the country differs widely depending on where you live. I don't know that there's any surprise there. This is the first kind of examination that has been done like this in these large numbers. Let's see, mortality rates for cardiovascular disease, which is your specialty, highest in the southern half of the country. Mississippi is number one. And basically, I'm looking at this map, it looks like the southern half. So the Mississippi River is the western border, and the sort of Mason-Dixon line is the north-south border. So there are a lot of people dying. You're in the right place to service those who have heart disease.
That's the so-called stroke belt. Yeah. And it's always been a curiosity why there's this increased incidence of stroke in that area that you just described. And people think that it has a lot to do with the traditional southern diet and and increasing the blood pressure and leading to some obesity and all the havoc of more high blood pressure, high blood sugar, high cholesterol, and all the things that just add up to circulation issues and heart attacks and strokes.
Do you ever feel like when you talk to your patients that you're screaming or howling at the moon? You tell them, you know, the howling at the moon is basically saying the same thing over and over and over and over again.
Depends on the patient. Many are ready to change their ways and make huge adjustments in their lifestyle, but some just aren't, and often it takes some scare in their life to do it. But, you know, I tell people the best drug that I recommend to anybody is exercise, and lifestyle for preventing circulation issues is absolutely the number one way to go, and much of it can be prevented by changes in lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, deaths from liver diseases and alcohol are in the Southwest, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, California, in the desert, not in the cities, but in the deserts. It seems that, why would that be? Oh, people
just love the adult beverage.
Well, Hispanics, and this doesn't sound politically correct, but my understanding, my thought, I'm already getting ready.
I'm not going to touch this one.
So, well, I'm going to say it anyway. Hispanics and Russians or Slovaks seem to have a propensity for alcohol. And I would guess, I mean, there are just a lot of people. Look at the, there's another politically completely incorrect or whatever. It is what it is. All of the problems that we have with illegal immigrants coming in here, getting drunk and drunk driving deaths and that kind of stuff, it sort of highlights these areas and why there's more drinking there than there is. And so that's, if you've got, what do you call it, what do you call the southeast is what belt?
It's the stroke belt.
The stroke belt, all right. So then the southwest would be what? It's the alcohol belt or something along the line. Alcohol causes cirrhosis of the liver. What other problems do you have from drinking too much? Heart doesn't do the heart any good.
It doesn't do the heart any good. It can lead to excess cancer, especially breast cancer.
Yeah. Here's the Dakotas now, moving around, looking at this map of death rates in the country. Dakotas, number one cause of disease is from liver ailments, which is also something that happens when you drink too much, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. If you live up in those places this time of year, oof. All right. It's just anyway, the report breaks down mortality rates in different categories, and heart disease, cancer, things that are led that you have problems with that have to do with what your lifestyle is, what you just said. I mean, there's nothing here, even though you look at the stats maybe differently, there's nothing different here from what you've been saying. It's how you lead your life.
If I can just leave an impression, which some continue to resist, but it really does matter how you live your life, how your health will end up. You have a big, each one of us have a big impact. So there are some things which we can't prevent. They're wired in, they're genetically programmed, and you know, your body makes too much cholesterol, you know, and you have genes that just are there that are too productive, too effective at making cholesterol. There's not much that you can do about that other than tamp it down a little bit, but there's a lot of issues that are not due directly, absolutely to genetic issues, but to environment, to lifestyle, and you can have a huge impact. And one of the biggest is just getting your weight down to ideal body weight, and that mm-hmm. has a huge amount due to the environment, your lifestyle. Yes, there are genetic subgroups that make it harder to lose weight, no doubt about it, but that doesn't mean that we all can have a big impact on it. And just amazing how your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your cholesterol, your joints, your whole body will work so much better if your disposition will change if you just get closer and closer to ideal body weight. It can be done at any age, although it's harder when you get older. It can be done.
All right, Tim, words of encouragement from Dr. Ken at 45 past the hour.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Lightning.
Hey, bud, it's your pal Lightning. I was just hanging out in the old cloud of roo here. I thought I'd give you a call. I hope you're still not sore about that time I deep-fried your big-screen TV with that bolt. Yeah, I've been meaning to pay you back for that one, for sure. A little short on cash at the moment, but any day now. Yep. Well, anywho, talk later.
Lightning won't pay for the damage it causes. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
80% of New Year's resolutions are history in months. Lifestyle expert Valerie Greenberg says make it easy to stay on track.
Washing hair takes time. I love the weightless formula of Dove Volume Dry Shampoo. Cleans by absorbing oil and keeps hair refreshed.
Ensure against downtime with a well-stocked medicine cabinet.
I pledge to have Colby's lozenges on hand. Clinically proven to shorten the duration of colds by almost half. Their new gummies shorten your colds and also tackle cold and flu symptoms like cough, congestion, and sore throat.
More at videopump.tv.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's Healthcare Advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen teeth. Tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
For fast, powerful, and portable ratcheting without a power cord or air hose, pick up the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Max Access Auto Ratchet. The ratchet head delivers up to 420 inch-pounds of torque at 225 RPMs, enough power to turn just about any stubborn fastener quickly. The pass-through design eliminates the need for deep sockets and lets you tighten and loosen long bolts fast, even in tighter workspaces. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
All right, a couple of minutes here as we have time for a discussion of Lyme's disease. I promised that we talk about it a little bit here. I had renewed interest, if that's what you want to call it. I don't know whether it's renewed interest or because I have to. Being on the farm, I'm subject to a lot of things like ticks. And about 10 years ago, I think, Ken, when I first started to see you 10, 12 years ago, I had a wild, wild dosage of Lyme disease. And it was taken care of. I think you gave me the prescription at the time for doxycycline. That gets rid of it, supposedly. We had this latest example when you and I visited in Meredith in December, and we both had a little bit of sign, but mine was really strong. And so I followed up on it, I have a wild, strong dosage of it. And to the point, I've got to go on a one-month protocol with this stuff, and I'm not really feeling any differently, but he talked about my white blood cells, my other doctor, Bordigan, so I wonder, we talk about the function of super beets and how it gets the blood around. It isn't just the red blood you need, the white blood you need for your immune system, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And is that why I haven't really noticed it, because I have a strong immune system?
Well, it's an interesting situation. You were treated effectively with a course of doxycycline, 21 days. You know, sometimes people are recommending now 10 to 14 days, but you had a good 21-day course, and you did not subsequently have any symptoms of it, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so I imagine you were re-exposed to it. You had another infection that maybe you just weren't aware of.
Yeah, but I haven't noticed it hasn't dragged me down like the first one did. Is that because my immune system is stronger than the average bear?
Hard
one
to wonders. Know.
Yeah, well, I'm thankful
but
that it
hasn't
I
certainly
me down.
Helps. It doesn't hurt, but it certainly helps. And
keep your immune system strong. That's the bottom line. And by the way, doing that, you can get a lot of help from Super Beets, which you can get from Ken's advice, 800-655-4183 for that product.
Don't be a entrepreneur, if you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrends Financial can help. Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends Financial, funding for the life of your business.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Time for our weekly visit, the input from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, so valued here on the program because he has insight into what's going on in the medical world, the conventional medical world, and number one on the hit parade, this conversation about Mary Tyler Moore, the fact that she had stage one diabetes, Ken. So let's differentiate between stage one and stage three and how stage one affects one versus stage three. Can we do that, type three?
Sure. Diabetes, Doug, is a group of diseases that affect how your body uses blood sugar or glucose. Glucose is an important source of energy for the cells of the bodies. And there's type 1 and type 2 diabetes, if I may just say a little differently. Yeah. And type 1 is the type that usually occurs early in life. Your body actually doesn't make insulin. Insulin is the hormone in the body that helps the cells bring blood sugar into the cells. You need it. If you don't have it, your blood sugar is sky high. And then type 2 diabetes, not the type that Mary Tyler Moore had, is the type that usually comes on a little older, usually when you're obese, but not always, where your body actually makes too much blood sugar, but it's just not sensitive to it, and the blood sugar gets higher and higher because your cells are just not sensitive to the excess insulin that occurs. That's type 2 diabetes. And these both diabetes, which are associated with a high blood sugar, can be causing an enormous number of problems. Ironically, there's an article out just in the medical journal the day of the announcement of the death that diabetes kills more Americans than had been thought in the past. Diabetes actually causes 12% of deaths in America. That makes it the third leading cause of death after heart disease and cancer. The number of Americans, Doug, with diabetes rose nearly 300% between 1980 and 2014, from 5.5 million in 1980 to almost 22 million in 2014. I think that's probably mostly due to the obesity epidemic. But the complications of diabetes is what kills Americans. It just destroys the circulation, the 60,000 miles of circulation that you have in your body. It destroys it everywhere in the body. So you get heart disease, you get nerve damage, kidney disease, eye damage, foot damage, all these problems. You can get skin conditions, hearing problems, and even Alzheimer's disease.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Isn't that amazing how little we know sometimes about things that are so important to us. So it's good we have you and the skills that you bring to the table to look at this information and translate it for us so we can understand how to apply it. Basically, what Ken is saying, if I can take my takeaway with it, is you eat too much sugar, which creates at least type 3 diabetes, and you're in trouble. But I don't really know that I've taken away what causes type 1 diabetes.
Let's talk about type 1 and type 2. I'm not so sure about type 3. But yeah, type 1 and type 2. Type 2, where you have too much glucose in the blood sugar, is actually mostly due to excess white flour intake in your diet. So the bakery goods, the white flour, and then becoming obese. That's usually what you see with type 2. Type 1, you're just not making insulin. We really don't quite understand what causes type 1. Many think that it's some sort of virus that you get that attacks the pancreas where the insulin is made, and you just don't make enough of it. Type 1 is not as well understood, whether it's genetic, whether it's environment, whether it's autoimmune. It's just an active area of study, and it's probably some sort of combination of environment, autoimmune, and viral cause.
Yeah, combination of things. Quickly, talking about one's, in essence, body mass index. If you're pregnant and you're overweight, or you have a sort of disproportionate body mass index, apparently, according to a study that I'm seeing you've overviewed, it doesn't affect your child.
Exactly. PLOS medicine this week, being overweight or obese during pregnancy, has been shown to cause the birth of heavier babies. However, it appears that it's the mother's genes, not pregnancy BMI, which is connected with the obesity risk through lifetime.
Dr. Ken Cronow is brought to us by the folks who bring you the way to open up your blood channels, open up your arteries with Superbeats. Superbeats works so fast, gives you the results you can feel in terms of energy and stamina. If you haven't gotten Superbeats yet, get on to this all-natural way to energize yourself and make your body much healthier. 800-655-4183.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.